You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, and we are talking this week with CEOs and leaders straight from the nation's capital about leadership. What's in the portfolio of these leaders? We're going to find out. And we're not talking money. We're talking about Leaders Portfolio. Also want to remind you to nominate a business or individual right now for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards. We're looking for Business Leader of the Year and Leadership Business of the Year. You can visit leadersportfolio.com for details. And we need your help. You've given us a lot of ideas, but we're really looking for the best businesses. On Leaders Portfolio today, partner of Tower Companies, Mr. Jeffrey Abramson. In 2009, the Tower Companies received the Mayor's Environmental Excellence Award, and also Plan B, a full-service IT solutions provider located in Bowie, Maryland, Inc. 5000 list 4068. Speaking of Inc. 5000 list, this first company was ranked 2610 on the Inc. 5000. Our first guest in the Leaders Portfolio studio is the chairman and founder of IMWave, Mr. Adam Wiener. Adam, welcome.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Now, IMWave specializes in PPC search engine advertising. It was ranked 2610 on the Inc. 5000 list, as I said. And so explain us kind of what you provide for folks.
Okay, well, we're a search engine advertising agency, but we're a little bit different than the typical agency, whereby we go out and we invest our own money in search engine advertising on behalf of our clients, and we only get paid when our clients, when we generate sales and leads for our clients. So we'll earn commissions on those sales and leads that we generate.
And this idea, you founded this in 2003.
Correct.
Off a $1,000 debit card.
That's correct.
So explain to me how that happened. So you kind of got thrown into this business.
Yeah, you know, I had always been interested in internet marketing, and I was a product manager at a company where we were generating websites. We had a website builder client application for our clients, and we were going to be marketing Google AdWords to our customer base. Right around the same time, I had saved the company a lot of money in hosting fees, and they awarded me with a $1,000 debit card. So I used that debit card to set up a Google AdWords account. I went to their affiliate team because I didn't have a website of my own to send the traffic to and had to figure out how this whole AdWords stuff worked. I went in, used a debit card, set up an account, got a permission from the affiliate marketing team to generate sales on behalf of our company, and started running campaigns. After bidding on a few keywords, I determined that the ROI was great. I was making about 200% return on some of the keywords I was bidding on, and then did a lot of research on how to grow that campaign and build a large keyword list. And then the business took off from there.
And so in 2003, you really knew nothing about affiliate marketing. And
well,
you started a whole company off this.
Well, that's not entirely true. I mean, in 2003, I wasn't actively involved in affiliate marketing, but in 1993, I had started an internet service company business. And in that business, since we had a lot of traffic coming to our homepage, all of our customers, when they logged in, would start on our homepage. You know, we got involved in affiliate market really early in those days, where we put the affiliate banners for Amazon and Barnes & Noble were the first two on that site, and then earned commissions on the sales that were generated from those sites. So I've known about affiliate market for a while. I didn't get actively involved in combining the affiliate marketing channel and the search engine marketing channel until 2003.
And so what's interesting about your company is your proprietary information is really your intelligence about what campaigns lead to what revenues. And if you guess wrong, you lose money off a search campaign because you bought advertising for affiliate commissions, but you didn't get any commissions. So you lose money.
That's correct.
And so you've gotten better at not losing money.
Yeah. I mean, in this business, it's a little bit like gambling. You know, every day you're putting your chips on a few keywords and hoping that you're going to convert into sales on those keywords. I think what sets us apart is we've developed our own proprietary technology, which allows us to track each individual keyword to know what is our profit margin on every keyword. So we can determine that, you know, the campaign may be bad, but we may have 10% of the keywords are generating money and 90% aren't, and we can shut off the 90% that aren't and keep building on the 10% continue to find keywords for our clients that are going to generate sales at a profitable margin for us.
Now, you got your bachelor's from Tulane University, Bachelor's of Science. What is it about this that you like? It's the research piece.
You know, what I like about this business is it's pure marketing. You know, there aren't many businesses where you can find where you don't have customer service that you're dealing with. You don't have product inventories. I mean, we never touch the products that we're selling. So last holiday season, we sold over $300,000 worth of Halloween costumes, and I never touched a single costume other than the one I put on my child. So, you know, it's a great business where everything's trackable. You can generate a lot of money. You can lose a lot of money if you're not smart about it, but you can see exactly what's working and exactly what's not working and build on your knowledge and build campaigns. The other thing that I really like about this business is it's all incremental. So as you build campaigns today, those good campaigns keep running and you're constantly building new ones. So the income that you're generating keeps growing over time.
So what do you, we have a lot of business listeners listening to this, and what advice, just give a general piece of advice about if they want to do affiliate marketing. I know it's different than what you're doing because you're buying the advertising of search engine and then doing it that way. But if they have a website themselves, they mm-hmm. want to do affiliate marketing. And this is something interesting to me that's happening. I even noticed, like, for example, like Walmart does, you know, they'll have like a progressive ad on the bottom. And I'm thinking, man, somebody at Walmart decided that they make more money affiliate marketing that, or some kind of deal, it might not be affiliate right. deal, than putting their own product up, which is interesting to me. Right. So you're now seeing companies doing that.
There are more and more companies putting up ads for other people, especially in the process where they know a customer hasn't found what they're looking for on their site, thinks they know what they might like somewhere else, and they can turn that into money they wouldn't otherwise get because the customer's about to leave anyway. I think for the general business, I think what's important is maybe to take a step back from affiliate marketing and look at the online internet marketing in general. I think any business that's out there generating sales and leads from their website can benefit from search engine marketing, because there's really not many other marketing channels out there right now where someone comes out, tells you exactly what they're looking for, and then you have the opportunity to put your ad in front of them right at the moment where they've requested, you know, hey, I'm looking to buy a used car, right? And you can say, you're looking to buy a used car, you know, we have used cars. You know, there aren't many channels out there like that today. So I think every business should be looking at search engine marketing. Companies who are transacting a lot of business online then can also look at adding an affiliate channel where all that basically is paying commissions on having somebody else generate the traffic to your site and then tracking those sales and paying back commissions to the people who originally generated it.
Tell me, you know, how's the economy affecting you? Because you're navigating this. It's a private sector.
Yeah.
And are the affiliates paying less commissions because they don't have the money to spend because of the economy? And so you have to work harder? Or what are you seeing?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. The certain sectors of the market have definitely been affected, while other sectors of the market have benefited from a bad economy. So I think as an online marketer who's getting paid on commissions, you need to go where the money is and pare back campaigns that aren't converting as much for you. So we've seen some of our campaigns shift to some of the less from some of the luxury travel stuff and more towards some of the day-to-day goods and money-saving tools out there, like a GoToMeeting, for example, where people aren't traveling for their meetings, but they're looking for ways to save money by doing them online and being able to go into companies like that where they're actually doing better in this economy because people are moving that direction. You know, you just have to go where the conversions are.
And people like discounts now, codes, coupon codes.
That's right. As a company who does performance marketing, many of the companies are putting out the discount codes all the time to try and get us to market those to our client base. And we've set up a deal site called DealZam, where people can go and get coupon codes. Now, our primary focus is still on search marketing and driving the traffic to our customers. But for friends and family and other people who often ask, you know, where can I get a good deal on that? It's a great site for us to send them to say, hey, you know, use one of those codes. And, you know, if you click through that, you know, you'll be helping to support the families.
You can get a Halloween costume next year for your
Absolutely.
Kid. All right. And so, also, as part of your history, and we're speaking with the chairman and founder of IMWave, Adam Wiener, is you founded one of the first internet access companies in 1993. It was called Siberia. How did you arrive at creating Siberia?
You know, throughout my later years in high school and college, I had always been interested in online bulletin board systems. So I started running a bulletin board system as a hobby throughout college. And then when I graduated, and I was living in York, Pennsylvania at the time, and decided that people were starting to make money off of this hobby, so we launched York's first commercial bulletin board system, and it kind of grew from there. We kind of went where our customers went. As internet email started coming out, our customers were asking us about that, so we figured out how to add that to the bulletin board system. And then right around the time that Mosaic was launched, we figured out how to offer full internet access. So we just kind of went with the customers and in the area that was a hobby and passion of mine.
And tell me what your overall leadership philosophy is.
That's a good question. I don't necessarily consider myself to be the best leader per se. But I think it's important from my standpoint to focus on what you're passionate about. Understanding what your strengths and weaknesses are and hiring good people who are passionate about what they're doing and are strong where you're weak, and giving them the opportunities to grow and giving them the freedom to do what they do best, to grow the business.
And in terms of competitors for you, it seems to me there's a lot of intelligence or guesswork or research, whatever you want to call it, to figuring out how to make money, how to make more money than losing money. And as you said, gambling, right? So is it almost like you don't worry about competitors because it's a formula and you figured it out, and or is it such a changing field so it's hard for people to figure out, or what are your thoughts on that?
We have a lot of, well, first of all, I don't see that we have a lot of direct competitors. We compete with different people in a lot of different ways, and we have good relationships with companies that are doing similar stuff to us. I think in our business, it's all about creating good relationships with your partners, good trusting relationships where they know what you're doing. They know that you're, if we're running an ad campaign on behalf of our clients, they need to understand that we're professional marketers. We're not going to go out there and bastardize their brand or say things that they're not going to want to say. So we work very closely with our partners to know what the message that they want out there in the public is, and then find the best ways to get that out there in front of keywords that will convert for them.
Excellent. Well, Adam, I just want to say thanks for being on Leaders Portfolio. We appreciate it a lot, and best of luck in your field and just with everything that you're trying to do.
Thanks for having me, Rebecca.
Heading up on the Inc. 5000 list.
That's right.
That's the plan.
Up.
You're going up.
At least next year. We'll see how the future years go.
It gets harder and harder.
It does get harder.
All right. Excellent. Adam here with us. And of course, you can find his bio, a link to his company, and his full interview is at leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, thanking these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio. We want to thank Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, and Riverwalk. Their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Also want to thank Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. Be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.